for some of them mountain people?
Not, I think most mountain folks had better sense than that. I mean, you know, working like this friend of mine I was talking about now, 91 years old. See, her and her husband both worked at the mill 12 hours a day, 5.5 days a week for like $10.
I mean, bet that was hard work.
But they built a house. I mean, people in general, and you say what you want to, but they still, I've had a friend of mine that is retired now, but he used to talk about he was a General Electric, and he was a special electrician. He was making $20-something an hour. And I said, well, you're not making $20-something an hour, Charles, you're making $31. No. I said, well, who pays your health insurance? They do. Who pays your dentist? They do. Who buys your glasses? They do. I said, well, whose money is that? It's theirs. I said, no, it ain't. I says, you're not making $23 an hour, you're making $32 an hour. I'm not. I said, you crazy fool. They're paying one third of what you make. You take another third of that, that's what they're giving you is fringe benefits. But that's your money. You should be paying tax on it, but you don't. I says, no. I have to pay $1,200 a month for insurance. You don't. And I don't even have dental. I don't have eye care. And you tell me you're not getting that money? But they can't see it. But see, the people, there's a world of houses around here that was built. The people who worked at Rawls Pants Factory that didn't make $50 a week. And yet they raised a family and built a house and drove a car. But see, they did a lot of canning and a little gardening and a lot of this, that, and the other. Where the neighbor next door, she spent all of her time at with the Eastern Star and this, that, and the other, and then that guy was working. Some of the people that in the old patch factory and look like have a lot nicer houses than some of the people that worked at General Motors and Lockheed, because it was the difference in the way they managed. What you expect out of yourself, what you think of yourself and how you handle yourself, has a lot to do with how you come out. And the main thing is, there ain't no free lunch. I mean, that guy might tell you he's going to give you a $3,000 discount on that car, but he ain't giving you a darn thing. He's feeding you a line of crap, because in order to stay in business, they have to make a profit. But it's another gimmick to sell you something. Mm-hmm. It's a gimmick. And we as American people, we got where we thrive on gimmicks. We're not going to buy something if it's not a deal. Mm-hmm. But it's not a deal. And I don't blame the grocery store. The man's got to make money to stay in business. But the thing that irks me more than anything, I'm involved with the Farm Bureau big time, and I always have been. But the thing that upsets me more than anything is to hear somebody say something about, I tell you right now, them damn farmers. Well, if you're going to get a fight started right quick, don't get that with me.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago when the farmers marched on the Capitol with the tractors, mm-hmm. I was in a skillet one morning, a guy came in there and I look at that damn farmer up there driving that air-conditioned tractor up there. I let him finish, and I said, sir, I knew he was a traveling man. I said, sir, don't you use your car in your business? Yeah. I said, have you got air conditioning? I said, yeah. I said, you got a stereo? Yeah. And then when I said, let me just tell you something. I said, that farmer is just as good as you are, damn your hide. I said, he got just as much right to ride in an air-conditioned tractor as you have that dad-blame car. And I said, don't you forget it either.
And he's out there working.
And he knew I was mad, and he didn't last much longer. But, boy, I got him. I said, ooh. I said, I've been one of them farmers.
Yeah, farmers feed the nation.
Well, if we lose our farmers, what are we going to eat? Synthetic rubber?
Flavored rubber.
You buy a loaf of bread, costs $1.98. Some farmer might have got a nickel.
Wow.
Mm-mm. I just don't. I'm president of North Woodland Farm Bureau now, and I've been involved with Farm Bureau since I was started Farm Bureau in 1960, I guess it was, and still working with them and whatnot, and working with farmers, and go to Washington lobbying, but I don't like to hear people talk about farmers.
Yeah, I don't either. My people were farmers too, in Graham County, as a matter of fact, tobacco farmers.
Well, I hope we can get the tobacco buyout and get them out of the tobacco business.
Yeah, they need to get out.
Yeah, but the thing is, if we've got to get the buyout where we can get them, give them enough time to get into something other, they can make just as much money as something else. If you can ever get, but the thing about the tobacco farmers in North Carolina or anywhere, they've been in it so long, and that's been their key source of income, it's hard to convince them they can make a living somewhere else.
That's true.
So with the tobacco buyout, we'll be able to ease them into something else.
Excuse me. I don't mean to be ugly, but we've got a 6 or 7 hour drive.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
What time? We haven't been 15 minutes.
We'll run down. You will never run down.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Where are you?